Amen. You might be not be what you're used to all the time, but at least you're not asleep.
Yeah.
One guy said one time, well, I don't believe in all that. I don't believe the Lord's in all that shouting and everything. Well, I said, do you believe the Lord's in all that sleeping?
Come on,
at your church?
Yeah.
I doubt it. What a blessing. What a blessing that is. I tell you, she's going to get up there with her mama on that singing. I'm telling you what. She is doing some singing, isn't she? Isn't that great? I enjoyed that. All right. Now listen, don't get choir practice this evening. You need to be here at 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock. You say, oh, I don't. We're getting ready for youth rally, y'all. Learning song. So be here. 6 o'clock, church. Church. You want to be in the choir? Come on tonight. Let's open our Bible to Psalm 14. Psalm chapter 14 this morning. Just for a short few minutes. You really want to be here tonight, I'm telling you. You really want to be here tonight. I've got a message I've never heard. Anybody preach on this? And it's jumped out at me in the Bible the other day, and I'm going to preach it tonight. Lord, don't change my mind, so don't miss it. All right, everybody's going to be still. Come down. All the kids down, stay down. Psalm 14, verse number 1. Today, I read this verse. Preachers, a lot of them preach on Palm Sunday on the crucifixion today. I preached it last Sunday. This being April 1st, I call it April Fool's Day. I want to show you what the Bible said. The Bible said the fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. In the Bible, the man who is a fool is a man who says there is no God. We was talking last night at prayer meeting. It is hip nowadays to be an atheist. It is very, very in vogue and popular to say, I'm an atheist. Atheist is atheist. No God. No God. No creator. Now, this morning, I want to deal with that just a little bit. And I leave them alone. People say, well, I shouldn't pick on them, but they've stepped over on our field. When a professor or a scientist or a philosopher or a TV talk show host stands up and says, there's no God, he stepped on our field. So what we're doing is we're clearing the air and telling people what's right. When a man steps his foot over in religion, then it becomes our business. And atheism is a religion. Evolution is a religion.
Right.
A man said, I'm not religious. I believe in evolution. Evolution is a religion.
Yeah.
You accept it by faith.
Right.
You accept by faith that one thing turned into something else. You didn't see it. There's no evidence of it. You accept it by blind
right.
faith. The same thing they accuse us of doing, that's what they do.
Yeah.
We have more evidence to believe that the Bible is true and accept that by faith than to believe the Bible's not true and accept that by faith. So I want to preach for a little bit this morning on the subject, how I know there's a God. How I know there is a God. I'll guarantee you there's people sitting in here this morning that don't read your Bible regularly, and you sit and watch TV and you listen to somebody like Kathy Griffin or Bill Maher, or one of those people on TV, or watch a TV show on the History Channel, and they talk about glaciers and rock strata moving and up and down and everything, and the devil puts it in your head, maybe that is true. Maybe there's really not a God. Maybe that is how the world got. I want to tell you this morning how I know there is a God. You wouldn't think a preacher would have to say this in an enlightened, educated society. The people in the bamboo huts in Africa know there's a God.
Yeah.
The people who in the jungles of South America know there's a God.
Oh,
only in educated countries do you find atheists.
Right.
Only in educated countries you find atheists. You say, what does that mean? It means there's something wrong with education.
That's right.
That people get educated beyond their intelligence.
Yeah.
I want to tell you this morning, I want to tell you how I know there is a God. Now, the first thing I want to say is very simple, and every kid in here can understand it. And the first thing I want to say is the very first fact that I know there's a God in, the fact that everything is here. The fact that we are here and everything else is here is proof there's a God. It had to come from somewhere.
Right.
Now, there are only four theories or beliefs about the universe. I mean, we go out here today. I mean, we look up there and we see that sun. We see the moon at night, stars, these millions of them. We see planets. We see big rocks. We see the Grand Canyon. We see the trees and the flowers and everything else. There's only four explanations for the world and the universe. Number one, it's always been here. That's called the eternity of matter. Number two, it all got here by itself at a certain point in time. Number three, somebody put it here at a certain point in time. Number four, it's really not here at all. You just think it is. There are people that believe that. They're smoking some weird stuff. But there are people who believe, man, nothing's real, man. We're not all here, man. Now, you can pinch the person beside you real hard, and you'll prove to them that it's not all... No, don't. Take it easy here. We'll have some shouting that ain't in the spirit. There. But anyway, now you know how it is. The first one, the eternity of matter, can't be true because everything's running down. The sun is burning out. We have what we call, if you're a scientist, if you studied science, you study the second law of thermodynamics. And the second law of thermodynamics says this: everything runs down unless something messes with it. Now, that's a redneck way of saying it. But the scientific way of saying it is, there's entropy in a closed system. You know what that? You can't charge people money for saying your watch runs down if you don't put a battery in it. Everything goes to pieces by itself. If you don't paint these walls, they'll get old. This place will eventually fall. Your house, everything. Look at the work some of you had to do on yourself before you got here this morning. That proves that there's... And I'm glad you did. I'm not fussing, Lord. You think it's hard to look at me for 30 minutes? Look what I have to look at. Some of you are hard on the eyes, I'm telling you. But anyway, listen. The second law of thermodynamics says everything runs down by itself. Everything goes to pieces unless there's an outside force messing with it. Somebody said, serve an atheist a good meal and tell him there's no cook. Take him a ride in a car and tell him there was no manufacturer. The car just came as a result of evolution. Show him a new house and tell him there was no builder. Take him to an Empire State Building and tell him it just sprang forth. Somebody said, well, the genetic code was there. Where did genetic code come from? Where did DNA come from? They interviewed one of those atheists. They had the National Atheist Rally in Washington, D.C. the other day. And they was interviewing these people on TV. And somebody from Fox News went and talked to all these atheists. I don't know if y'all seen that. But I had this guy here talking to atheists. And he'd say, you don't believe in God? No. Well, where'd the world come from? Well, the matter and the Big Bang, man. The star exploded and all that. And they said, where did that matter come from that star was made out of? Where did it come from? You mean there wasn't nothing and then there was something? I mean, there had to be a time way, way back yonder somewhere where there wasn't nothing. And then all of a sudden, there was something. Where did that come from? Listen, if there was a time when there wasn't nothing, there wasn't no nothing for something to come out of. And so, if there was a nothing, there still wouldn't be nothing. Because if there's nothing, there wouldn't be nothing for something to come out of, and therefore there wouldn't be nothing here. Amen? That's right. And so, I know there's a God because of the fact of creation. So, did you know? You just look at creation. You study it. Like little things like God putting Adam to sleep. When God put Adam to sleep, he took out under his left side here a rib. And he made Eve. And he made Eve out of that rib. She was formed out of Adam. God made Adam out of dust, like you drove off that right there. And he made her, and then he made woman, woo, man with the womb. That's what woman means. Man with a womb.
and he took that rib out of her, and he made a woman. And did you know? He said the other day that that's why you've heard this thing of women have one more rib than men. That's not true. We all have the same amount of ribs, but Adam was missing one for a while. Because that bottom rib down there, that is the only bone in the human body that'll grow back. You'd almost think God knew what He was doing, wouldn't you? Boy, listen, when you talk to a scientist and he talks about them planets and the Big Bang and here's the world and here's Mars, Neptune, Pluto, and the nine planets out there in our solar system, they all spin. Now, they teach that there was a Big Bang, like, bam! On the sun, and the world is spun out like this, and that's why the world's spinning. It's been spinning a long time, ain't never run down, and it's spinning around, and it just floating out there in outer space and don't fall, and it goes around the sun every 360 1/4 days like that right there, and it stays steady. You can set your clock by that world spinning around. That's an accident. You know what that is? That's order, brother. That's order. Listen, here's your scientific facts. Order degenerates. You hear me, doctor? If you haven't ever heard this on the radio, order degenerates. That means things don't get, when leaves blow on my carport, they don't spell out my initials. When the wind blows the sand at the ocean, it's random. When you see things in order, somebody made it. If you go down to the beach and there's somebody's initial spelled out with clam shells and seashells, you don't say, "Well, I'll be, there's my address and phone number." You say, "Somebody did that." Listen, the order of the universe and the planets and the stars are put together in such a way that would make that watch look like guesswork. Ladies and gentlemen, that proves there is a God in heaven, and He's looking down on this crowd right now. He sees you right now, and He knows what you're thinking, so I'd watch it.
Yeah.
If I was you.
Amen.
Hey, like that.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, every teacher, every biology teacher, every science teacher in college or university that stands and tells kids that we came from a monkey will answer to God one day on the judgment day for it. You can like that, lump it, bump it, choke on it, whatever you want to do. That's the truth from the Word of God. I know there's a God. I know there's a God because we are here. You know, there's a leaf bug down in South America, in places where these leaf bugs, their legs are shaped exactly like the leaves they live on. Those bugs' legs look exactly like the leaves. You know what they believe? They believe they didn't used to look like that, but they evolved. Them bugs are smart enough to say, "Now listen, honey, we're all going to get eat. So, baby, next time you have a young'un, if you'll concentrate real hard, I believe it's leaves, his legs will be shaped like his leaves." Okay, honey, if you can believe it, you can achieve it. Come on. And they believe that little by little by little by little, they turn the same color. You know what they tell you? They say, "Well, the reason rabbits are the same color as leaves is because they all come from each other." And they say, "These animals blend in with their environment. That's evolution." What about that red bird, man?
Yeah.
What about that red bird living out there in them woods? He didn't evolve right, did he? You know why God does stuff like that? God does stuff like that just so fools will have something to break their neck on. You know them nine planets I told you a while ago spin off the sun? Two of them spinning the wrong way. Seven planets spin like the earth is, and two of them going like backwards. How'd that happen? You say, "How did it happen?" I don't know. God just spun them backwards so they'll have something to break their neck on. I don't know. Listen, it's a whole lot easier to believe God did it. God did it. I enjoy talking about that, buddy. I enjoy it. You say, "Well, aren't you? I mean, Brother Danny, you don't have a degree in science." No, I don't. But I got enough sense. I got a fifth grade education. I can read King James Bible. And I got two eyes and I can see. And I got a brain that I can think. And I'm telling you, something don't come out of nowhere by itself. Do you honestly believe that our eyes are an accident? I mean, I think about it all the time. When I'm running, I think the deepest thoughts. Every day when I'm running down Hoppy Tom, I'm running down through there and I think, man, I can see these trees. And I can see these flowers. And I can see these trees. And I hear something go, ah, that's a dog. Or, that's a bird. And I automatically know. Do you think that's an accident? Do you think that just happened by itself? I'm telling you today, that's why the Bible said the fool said in his heart, there is no God. There, listen, brother, ladies and gentlemen, evolution will make an atheist out of you. Evolution will make you believe you're an animal. That's what it teaches. You're an evolved animal. And the reason college students at spring break live like animals is because they've been taught all their life they are one. And if you teach a kid they are an animal, they'll eventually live like one. You are not an animal. You have a soul inside your body. You'll stand before God one day. You'll live in heaven or hell one day. Forever and ever and ever and ever. I'm telling you, evolution is a lie. Evolution cheapens human life. Evolution is against God. Evolution is against common sense. Evolution is a ridiculous, non-scientific religion. That's what it is. And you accept it by faith. Evolution is not a science looking for proof text. It's a religion looking for proof text. Say amen right there. That's right. Over in France, there, Mr. T was telling me about in France, there's this big mountain called, I'm not sure to pronounce Buddha Rock. Buddha, like Budapest, Buddha Rock, R-A-C-H. Look it up. This rock, it goes straight up in the air. It's over in France, and it is the rock that Steven Spielberg got his inspiration from when he made the movie Close Encounters of the Third Kind, where the aliens come, and then he used that Devil's Rock out in Wyoming, you've seen that old movie way back in the 70s where it goes up like that and the UFOs come down on it and stuff. And UFOs are not coming from outer space. They're there, but they're not coming from outer space. They're coming from inner space. Yeah. He said, I don't even believe that. You ain't done your homework. The Bible says that Satan himself is transformed as an angel of what? Light. He's a light. And he can transform. Did you know when an angel appears just like a man?
Yeah.
Angels in the Bible don't have wings. Ain't no angel in the Bible got wings. Them cherubim, seraphim, stuff like that, dude. I don't know where people got angel got wings. But an angel in the Bible, you couldn't tell that it ain't a normal human being.
Yeah.
When they went down to Sodom, and when he came down there to Sodom, there came three men at Sodom, and one of them was the Lord, and two of them was angels.
Yeah.
And then Paul said in the book, they said in the Hebrews, be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for some have entertained angels unaware.
Yeah.
That means you wouldn't even know it was an angel. I mean, if something was floating that high off the ground and had wings, like, you wouldn't say, well, you look a little different than everybody else. I mean, you would know that ain't a normal person. But in the Bible, the angel is an appearance. So when this appearance comes, this angel comes, and demons do the same thing.
Yeah.
They appear. And Satan transforms himself as an angel of light. These light beings. They tell you, they always got four fingers. You know who has four fingers? You know how E.T. had four fingers? Animals. Look at all your Disney characters. I'll show you that at the youth rally. Donald Duck, all them people have four fingers.
Right.
And all them guys, O.E.T., you know, he's always got that long one pointing out like that right there. There's a reason for all that. We'll get into it later. But I'm telling you that they don't, that this rock over in France, check it out. There's like 20,000 bunch of New Age hippie people over there, and thousands of people are flocking over there because this year in December, the Mayan calendar runs out, and they believe the end of the world's coming. And all these New Age weird people with these funny weird bumper stickers on their car are going over to France, and they are waiting on December this year, over 20,000 of them already, and are expecting 100,000 more. They believe that aliens live in this mountain. And I believe they live in that mountain before I believe they come out of space. And they're coming out and they're going to beam them up in December to the next new age, the age of Aquarius. And you know what they call that mountain? The upside down mountain. It's called, look it up, the upside down mountain. And you know why they call it the upside down mountain? Because the rock strata is back. The rock strata on the top is millions of years older than the rock strata on the bottom. That's a tough one for scientists. Yeah. That's a tough one. They look at that mountain and say, now, wait a minute. This rock strata is younger than that rock strata? Something turned that thing upside down.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have a bit of problem with that. Noah's flood came, and the Bible said the foundations of the earth were moved, and it shook, and it probably did. How do you think the Blue Ridge Mountains got here? The Blue Ridge Mountains got here. Everything you can tell by looking at the world, there's been a catastrophe. Yeah. There's been an absolute destruction. I mean, look at it. It's everywhere. Grand Canyon, everywhere. You can see the marks of a catastrophe over the whole world. That don't bother us a bit. But scientists said, Ice Age? You know how come you never hear about them skeletons they find 11 and 12 foot? You know there's 11 and 12 foot skeletons all over the world, don't you? People skeletons.
Yes.
You say, well, I didn't know that. Look it up. They're everywhere.
Yeah.
You haven't done your homework. You went wrong school.
Yeah.
You know why they don't teach you that in school? Because it's against evolution. They teach we started out little and got bigger and bigger and bigger. The Bible said there were giants in the earth in those days. Some of y'all people, you know what your problem is? Too much Discovery Channel and not enough Bible. I'm telling you, there is a God. There is a God. What about that upside down mountain? That's interesting, isn't it? I'm going to say this and I'm through. You know how I know there's a God? And I'll skip most of this morning. You know how I know there's a God? I know there's a God. Don't you think it's kind of eerie that everything's turning out just like the Bible said it would? To me? I mean, if we're so great and we're so wonderful, how come human beings ain't getting better and better and learn how to get along with each other and live in peace and build in great cities and learn how to live forever? And that's what the elite are trying to do. That's what the government elite... the Illuminati and Bilderbergers and all these groups, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to build one new world where the rich people run it all and there'll be some mass slave people down here to do the work and they'll live forever. Now, how come that ain't happening? Because everything's taking place just like God said it would in the Bible. If you're here this morning and you're an atheist, you've got a problem. And your problem is, explain this. How did those Jews get scattered out all over the world for nearly 2,000 years? And the Bible said when the fig tree puts forth its leaves and buds, Israel's a fig tree in the Bible. And in 1948, that flag went back up and Israel became a nation again. Explain that. Did you know every other ancient language in the world's gone except for Hebrew? And if you go to Jerusalem today, they speak the same Hebrew that they did back in Bible days. Babylonian, all them other languages vanished 1,000 years ago. Did you know the Lord said, as it was in the days of Noah, eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage, the days of Sodom, homosexual, isn't it weird that everything's happening just like the Bible said it would? I'm telling you, that can't be an accident. That can't be an accident. The one world government, the Bible said all the nations of the world are going to get together and one back. We're headed that way. Our rulers tell us that. I mean, they talk about it. The world's headed for a one world government, one world monetary system, a one world way of doing business. It's global. Everything's going global. Everything's going global. I'm telling you, this morning, I know there's a God because everything in that book's happening just like that book said. And that can't be an accident. That means there is a God this morning. All the prayers we've seen answered.
I read about this woman whose husband was on the Titanic. And I mean, back then, you didn't know, you couldn't tell news, you know, weeks later. And he was on the Titanic that was coming back when it went down that night. And she woke up like 1 o'clock in the morning with a tremendous, heavy burden to pray for her husband. And she couldn't get rid of it. And she got down and said, "God, I don't know what's wrong. Pray, please help him. God, I don't know what's wrong. Please help him." She said she couldn't sleep. And she prayed all night. And she said at 5 o'clock that morning, the burden just lifted her. And it just went away. And she said, "Thank you, Lord," and went to sleep. And it wasn't until days till they found out the Titanic sank that night. And that man was on there that night. Colonel Gracie was his name. And he decided he was going down. He was helping women and children get on the lifeboats. And that man said he went down. And when he went down, all he could feel was ice, water around him. And he started swimming up like that. And when he come up, he saw a lifeboat overturn and grabbed a hold of it. And him and some other people held on. And at 5 o'clock that morning, a boat came by and picked him up. And he was safe. Know God? And the world's full of stories like that. Full of them. You can't let all the junk in this world clog up your brain and make you doubt God. You know how I know there's a God? All this stuff and a million other things. There is a God. And you're going to face Him one day. If I was you, I'd be... Some of y'all need to get in this altar this morning.
Yeah.
It's all right, Lord. I'm going to start doing right. I'm coming back to church tonight. I'm going to serve God. There is a God. You're going to answer to Him one of these days. Get your act together. Quit using excuses. Let's get right with God. Let's stand by our heads for prayer. Every head bowed, every eye...